Blog Talk Radio.
It's pre-game radio, live from the planet of Newton.
Call a cab. Call us here pregame radio. We'll call you a cab. We'll do it on air. And we'll make a thing of it. You know what I mean? 347-857-4302 is the number. We got a throwback joint for you to put on. We got Ev in the building. And before the break, we was talking on the whole Cypher Sounds incident. And me as a radio host, as a personality, however you want to call it, I must say, like, I'm still going to rock with Cypher, you know, I'm still going to support him, you know, just based on the fact because I knew where he was coming from. Like, he really didn't do it in means to offend the Haitian community, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was jokers and bad taste, and I believe Cypher was just blowing that shit out of proportion, you know. That's just straight up how I feel, and that's my thoughts on it. So like I said, I'm rocking with Cypher. You know, I'm standing behind him. I'm still gonna rock. I'm still gonna support him. Like I ain't gonna unfollow him and none of that bullshit. You know. So shout out to Cypher Sounds wherever he's at. Hope he's enjoying the holiday and everything like that. Bless you.
Oh shit, you can hear me, son.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Spreading James, a little pregame radio. I tell you, it's no good. So, Ev, let me ask you, let's say Funkmaster Flex had made the same comment, do you think it'd be a big outrage, a big uproar?
If he had been another race?
No, if Funkmaster Flex made the same comment.
Funkmaster Flex. I don't know. I don't, well, actually, Funkmaster Flex is a seasoned vet. Not to say that Cypher Sounds isn't, but Funkmaster Flex, you know, pretty much knows what to and what not to say on air. So I don't even think that would have been an issue, real talk. I don't even think that would have been an issue. But he, like we said, it was a dumb, silly thing to say in bad taste, in the company he was in at the time. And, you know, like, suspend him, what have you. We've let so much other shit fly. I mean, why not this? People have been, for instance, what was I watching? I was watching something on TV, and I couldn't believe that they were letting the person say nigga, and it was just like you know, they bleep out everything else. They bleep out everything else, but this person was like, yeah, nigga this, nigga that, you know. So it was crazy. I couldn't understand. You know, he just got caught. he got caught, period. He wasn't amongst his friends, amongst people who know that he probably had meant no malice or no harm or anything like that, you know. But on the flip side of that, I believe the Haitian community has a reason to be upset. You know, they have a reason to be upset. And to act on whatever they believe would make them feel better or what have you. I don't know.
All right, so, all right, duly noted. Like I said, I'm still rocking with Sife, but of course we're still rocking pre-game radio 347-857-4302. You know, you guys want to get on air, call us up, press the number one. Let us know if you want to get on air, say some. But Ed, what is the craziest Christmas gift you ever received, Joe? The craziest Christmas story.
Oh, all right. Craziest Christmas story. One Christmas, this is when I was with my son's pops, who was a deadbeat. And it's this particular Christmas, I wasn't working, and what had happened was they had stopped my unemployment. And I didn't know that that was it. There was no such thing as an extension or anything like that. You got unemployment for about 10 and a half months, and after that, you was dead. So for maybe a couple of weeks, I was, you know, I didn't have any income. So it was Christmas time. So at the time, I only had one kid, and that was Kyle. So me being who I am, I was like, I'm not going to sit here and not have nothing for my son for Christmas. So I got my homegirl, Priscilla, used to live down the block, and her and I, her and I went in this store on Broadway called Fat Albert. Y'all around the way, y'all know what I'm talking about. When me and Fat Albert went
shout
in the basement.
Shout out to Fat Albert. That's,
shout out to
that's
Fat Albert.
For the hood.
Word up. That's the hood's Walmart. You know, they sell food and shit, furniture, all your household needs. Either way, her and I went in there. We went in the basement, and we took turns opening up like all the action, because that's all my son wanted was like action figures and shit. So we opened up, and at the time, Batman, the animated series was popular, along with, you know, whatever cohorts was on the show and wrestling figures and shit like that. So we spent about an hour down there just opening up mad packs of toys and shit. And I did a little thing I used to do back in the day. I used to steal back in the day. Big up to all my light fingers, Louise, my sticky fingers, what's up? I used to cut a hole in my pocket. When I had a long coat, I cut a hole in my pocket so everything that I dropped in my pocket would drop to the bottom of my coat. So I pulled that old school move and had all these toys, just all these action figures just dropped to the bottom of my coat. And Priscilla was a big chick. You know, she was like maybe 5'8". She's like 5'7", 5'8", and she was about a good 230 pounds. And so she just looked big anyway. She had on this big-ass coat. She had on this big-ass coat, so you couldn't really tell. Real talk, they may have had an idea of what we was up to, but, you know, nobody stopped us. Nobody said nothing, and we, you know, got the hell up out of there. And I wound up when my son went to sleep. We set all them toys up. We set all them men up around the tree. The nigga had, like, about maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 action figures. And that is my craziest Christmas story, because nothing, I've never had to deal, I've never been in that situation ever again. That was a one-time thing. And you know what? That's all right. Sometimes you got to go through shit. That's how you grow. That's how you know. So I'm glad for the experience. That's what it was. I take it for what it was. But I've been blessed and highly favored for all of these other Christmases and so on after that. You know, I don't really celebrate Christmas anymore. We do it. We celebrate being together as a family. And I guess buying a whole bunch of toys for these little kids and shit who ain't going to do shit but have it broke up. Well, I say, yo, I'm betting $5 that by tomorrow something's going to be broke if nothing ain't broke already. Real talk.
Yo, it looks like Lady Still is in the building. Lady Still, what's going on, mama?
Hey, what's up? Sorry I missed part one.
Happy holidays and everything.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
That, My ass been cooking all freaking day, so my family is a bit non-traditional. We don't get to open presents with the rest of the world. We have to wait until after dinner, Christmas Day. So
wow, that's crazy.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Yo, I would
present.
Hate to be a kid. Yo, I couldn't be a kid.
It used to always be torture. It was literally like Thanksgiving, except you got to open presents at the end because we're cooking all day. And then finally, after everyone eats, then we have to separate everyone's gifts into sections, and then we can open.
Mm-hmm. I'd be a mad motherfucker, I tell you.
Because her logic was always that we would always have something to look forward to. And while everybody had already opened their gifts in the morning and trying to figure out what the hell to do with the rest of the day, we would already be occupied, and the last thing we would do is have our gifts to open. So that was always, yeah.
And shit, by that time, all your friends then called you and text you, oh, I got this, I got a new phone. And you
yeah, and they're always like, oh, what did you get? I'm like, I don't know yet
till after I eat.
But
wow,
dinner
that's
was banging. We had like a farm, like every freaking animal you can think of. We had duck, chicken, lamb, ox, goat. The list goes on. We're all carnivores, so it was cool.
Oh, see, their whole scheme is to get y'all to itis, so y'all be too tired to open gifts. So then y'all will wait until the next day to do that.
Maybe that's what it was.
Wow.
But since y'all are really going to go to sleep, this is let y'all open back to y'all. Itis.
Ladies still can cook, so there you go. I made a lot of those dishes, too.
Okay. Wow, but call us up 347-857-4302. If you guys look somewhere to go, real classy. Hit Susie Wong's tonight. It's Davis Entertainment's last club party for the year. So they're doing it real big. They got French Montana over there performing live. Ladies were free until 12, but if you're still rocking with us, ladies, thank you. I appreciate it, but y'all got to pay, I think, $15 at the door. But go check that out if you could. But don't be an idiot. Don't drink. Don't drive. Call us up for Free Game Radio. Shit. Call us up 347-857-4302. Press number one. Tell us where you're at. Hell, we'll call you a cab. Like I said, we'll make something of it.
Yeah, I'll call you a cab. I'll definitely call Black Pearl for you. They get you where you got to go.
That sounds like a drink.
You know, so drink and be merry. But, you know, don't drink and drive. Arrive alive.
should we go to the contest now?
Did someone answer?
All right, so those are the call queue because I see the call queue filling up. So I see you guys in here. Big shout out to you guys. So hit number one. Remember, there's a twofold question to the Comedy Club Challenge, of course, the prize is dinner for two at the Laugh Factory. And, Manhattan, I think that section is called Dumbo. I'm not 100% sure, but over there on Riverton. So definitely, if you would, check it out. Let us know how it was. All right. Dave Smart got it, came back. So, wow, this one's popping today. Listen, we got... There he is. Dave was good. What's going on, play? So for those who didn't tune in last week, I did a reference to a popular show from the 90s.
Was I the only one that got that shit, son?
I think so. Because I did not.
You might have been the only one that got it.
That's crazy.
And also, too, I added a second question for those who have missed the show. All right. And that question was, on the show 21 Jump Street, there was another commanding officer before the black guy. What was his name and why did the black guy take his place? So call us up, 347-857-4302, if you got the answer. Like I said, you win trip or two to the Laugh. Last loud, sorry. Man, I had over on House on the Corner of Riverton and Stan. So go there, have a couple drinks, and enjoy it on pregame radio. Get some laughs out, you know, because now more than ever, stress levels at work, and you got to laugh it off sometimes. So take it as a holiday gift from me to you. Let's see. We're gonna get into some a throwback pregame rewind. Sorry. For those who follow me on Twitter, you guys know about my profile picture, and I had a follower today going back and forth with me on it, and she said she had to watch the movie, listen to the song, and whatnot. So, just for her, and I know she's on the checker, so big shout out to her.
It's not charging.
It's our pregame rewind of the night. All right? You guys are going to love it because those who know me, I did this. So here it is, our pregame rewind of the night. We'll be right back. Part of me, for some reason, is always something, man. They be trying to mess with me. How is that being all of that? But don't worry, I got enough, you know, I got Plan Bs and all of that good stuff. But check this out, we'll be right back. Pregame Radio.
Yeah, you're now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog, Brooklyn Black. We on Pregame Radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show.
Jingle bells, and right.
Yeah, we are back live, Free Game Radio. Sorry about the little confusion. My Free Game Rewind song for some reason wasn't played, but it's all well and good. Like I said, I had Plan Bs and all of that. Big shout out to MFIR Radio, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, Cody Cole, LV, everybody over there. They stay showing me love. Shout out to BK Cashman, his whole promotion team, D Monarchs, and the rest of them. They show Free Game Radio mad love. They got us on there, and they rock with us, so I appreciate them. Craziest Christmas story, whether it be the worst gift you ever got or the craziest party story you went to, something like that. But call us up, 347-857-4302. We're going to be rocking. I'm going to throw a couple more songs at y'all and anything like that, and we're going to see what's popping with everybody on the pregame family, all right? Ladies, still, what's one of your crazy Christmas stories?
I don't have any crazy Christmas stories.
You don't have
any? I didn't realize. No. My Christmases are always very humble and homey. Nothing.
Yeah,
I'm dry on that.
Yeah, wait until like 7:30 at night to open your damn gifts.
Yeah, that's the crazy part of my Christmases. There you go.
All right, the smart guy, what's your craziest Christmas story, man?
Well, my Christmases are usually, like, I mean, I'm not sure if they would really qualify as crazy, because you know how that fucking goes down in Puerto Rican families. We all gather around, we have fucking pernil, drink coquito until our fucking heads pop, and then we start a drunken argument and that kind of thing. And you know something? It is what it is, man. That's fucking family. I mean, white folk do it different, fucking, y'all do it different. Everybody, it's different strokes of different folks. Irish folks just take it one step further and actually start throwing physical punches, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, man, I really don't have anything too crazy, though, man. I don't have any, like, crazy Christmas stories.
Well, what was the worst gift you got, man? You ever got, like, a gift that you just ain't want and you got that shit?
Yeah. It was a pimp cup from my sister.
A what?
It was a big ass like fucking cup. It said fucking baller on the fucking side. Not for nothing though, but I kept that shit in my fucking on my desk in my office, like just the whole like just whole changing it. So like, whatever. I mean, I'm not gonna say wow, you gave me a shitty gift. I mean, this year I got a Tap Out T-shirt, which was a big step up, but. Whatever, I fucking kept it anyway, dude.
And I hear you on that. Well, like I said, we here rocking pregame radio, Christmas show. I guess, you know, we're still going, even though it's after Christmas. But we're still rocking. 347-857-4302. Looking Black Ab, Lady Steel. We all up in here. We doing a damn thing. Shout out to everybody who's been rocking with us, and please tune in next week. We got a real big extravaganza type thing going, the top things of pregame radio 2010. We're talking the top artists, male and female, dumbass of the year, top news show of the year, best show of the year, all that. So we're going to be going in, playing music, unheard tracks, new stuff, and all of the above. You know, and I want to thank all you guys because we've been able to go this long, this far, because of the crazy support, the listeners, people ask, hey, yo, can I send you this song? Hey, my brother does this. Can I send you some? So I appreciate all of that. All right. We got to check in with another caller. 7524 is the last four. You are live on pregame radio. What's good?
What's going on, Brooklyn Black? It's Hov.
Oh, what's poppin', man?
What's going on, bro? Merry Christmas to you and the whole pregame family.
Hey, no doubt, man. Christmas to you. What's good?
Thanks, man.
All right. So how's everyone's night going so far? Everyone got their wishes?
You know, good, man. You got a crazy Christmas story or, like, your worst gift ever?
Oh, the worst gift ever. You know what? I got to keep it diplomatic. I never had a worst gift. The thought of giving a gift is a gift enough. But I got the best gift, Christmas gift this year.
What's that?
A vaporizer.
Volcano jump off.
I got the hookup this year, and it came from my mom too.
Right?
What happened?
You got the volcano one with the bag and everything?
No, I got this thing called the Silver Surfer.
Ah, you got the grill going.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, boy.
Game with a grinder and a scale.
For those who don't know, check him on the Facebook party at his house. We're going to be over there doing a thing. We're going to work that vaporizer out.
Yep. Definitely going to need
a special. I don't run no more, but man, I wish I did.
Oh, man, I've been doing it all day, and I got to say, the vaporizer is the way to go, especially when dust is costing
$2.
No,
okay. That's mainly because it's pure THC you're breathing
it. Now, hold on. I'm not doing a lot of you being Haitian American. You
heard
what Cypher
Sal
said, right?
Man, fuck Cypher Sal. I'm tired of talking about this. That nigga's an asshole. He should know better. And it's not like I'm hating on him for clowning on Haitians. It's just the time that he did it, man. We just went through a serious event. And now he's going to sit there and come out of space like that? You're lucky he'll get touched out there in the streets.
So Haitians are taking it more as a slap in the face.
Most definitely.
Okay, Lady Steele, did you have a view on that? I hear you clearing your throat over there.
Well, I really did have to clear my throat, but yeah, that wasn't really like funny.
Not at all.
I actually wasn't sure like how that even got put on us in the first place, but even so, with everything that has at least happened, you know, within the past year between the quake and the outbreak, like why that would be something to joke about.
It's just some shit you don't say, though.
I mean, then I know some people be like, you know, why don't you go suck on an AIDS dick and die? Like, that's still a bit vulgar. Like, that's something I don't play with because AIDS is very, very real.
Yeah.
And to actually categorize a whole group of people as, like, the poster culture for that coming from them, that's kind of foul. Mm-hmm. You know, because it can definitely go off.
Now, Hope, let me ask you. If Funkmaster Flex said the same shit,
it would
do
still
you
be insulting.
Think activists would be all in this uproar like they say?
Oh yeah,
yes,
regardless
they would. His fat ass can't say shit either. What the hell?
The message ain't sound right from anyone's voice. That's just something no one should
it
be saying
won't,
out loud.
Even if it was a Haitian, like it would sound. That's like if you had Wesley Snipes on air talking about that's why I can't stand fucking niggers and blah blah blah. That shit is still gonna be mad foul, like. What are you talking about?
Niggas say that shit all the time. Like, come on. Once it's like, I can't stand niggas, then, you know, yeah, there'll be somebody from NAACP.
Or what movie is
them.
That from where the cop is like, where dude's like, I can't stand your black skin, I can't stand your black...
I think Splash.
It's some movie or whatever where he's going in, but
I
the dude saying it is like black as fuck. But
nah, it was before
like, it's
that.
Still
that
messed
crash.
Up. Yeah, it was way before
Crash.
Way before
Crash?
Shit.
Yeah, it's that movie that took place in Watts. Don't Be a Menace try to have your little thing.
Yeah,
so.
Drinking your juice in self-control or something. I don't know. That was just altogether foul, period. And he tried to play it off like it was nothing. But, you know, if the same were to be said about his people, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't care for it. If somebody were to say that about the Jews, you best believe New York City would be shut down until
okay, so
they had his head on a platter.
I know Puerto Rico, they suffered an earthquake the other day also.
Yeah, but if we said, like, you know, every freaking, you know, excuse my language, this is hypothetically speaking, nobody report me, but if we said, like, every... Spick or a Dominican, whatever the case you want to call them, you know, is like the poster child for herpes. They wouldn't take kindly for that.
Yeah, you catch a brown in your face in 1,000 rounds, courtesy of myself.
All right, so you see that project provokes a heated reaction from you, and it's going to provoke a heated reaction from any group of people that's lumped into a category. You can never generalize anyone. Anytime you generalize anybody, it's going to lead to disaster. That was a case of thinking before you speak.
Now, I read somewhere on an interview that his reason for coming on stage like that was because he had gotten into it with a Haitian cabbie that morning. I guess whoever dropped him off at work, he had gotten into a little, you know, juvenile dick measuring competition or some shit. And he was still pissed off when he went on air. Not saying that that, you know, justifies the message that came out of his mouth, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, and I also heard Delonte West fucked LeBron James' mom, and that's why they didn't make the playoffs. But
oh, shit.
Think anybody cares?
Did y'all
like,
see the game today? Did y'all see the Lakers Heat game today?
Hell yeah,
no.
I'm so happy. I mean, I'm not, because I hate both of them.
LeBron almost got fucked up today.
He
deserves can't go
it.
After Kobe's team
he
like
did.
That. I don't blame him.
Nah, LeBron got to a 7-match with Ron Artest of all people. Mm. Of all people?
And they got a hell of each. I think I'd think twice on that one.
Damn, son. That's like McLovin trying to fight
Queen,
Mike
Joe.
Nick said McLovin trying to
he's
fight Mike
Tyson. He is crazy. Like, you don't want to fuck with nobody who thinks they shrink when they win the championship, right? Like, somebody like that, you don't
Ron
want to win the championship like that.
It's rude to fucking
shit like
Artest,
that you don't
man.
Walk away from.
You walk away from Ron Artest. I don't have my piece on him walking away from Ron Artest.
He's bringing guns and shit into the stadium. You already know what's up with Ron Artest.
He's a gangster.
And they got a 45 underneath the seat. Keep it up.
Like, you walk away from shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And LeBron James trying to get bold. LeBron James got his ass whooped today.
Yeah.
I would have savored that ass whooping. Oh man, I would have fucking like I would have T-voted and just keep repeating, repeating, repeating.
They're probably showing that shit on SportsCenter as we speak, but that's definitely what it is. But we have free memory. They'll call us up 347-857-4302. Brooklyn Black, Hope, Dave the Smart Guy, Lady Steel, and of course Evan's in the building. We just, you know, while now it's Christmas weekend. And we here talking, shooting the breeze, and we rocking for the next half hour or so. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how shit goes and anything like that. I feel like getting into a joint real quick, so I'm going to do that. We're going to be right back. Christmas and Hollis. You know, I'm saying that Christmas spirit kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Even I'm a Bah Humbug motherfucker, but it's still that time frame, so let's do it. All right? Christmas and Hollis, run DMC, and we'll be right back. Free game radio.
The time is now. It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Yeah, you already know Brooklyn Black pregame radio. This is how we're doing it. And I'm real amped. I'm real excited. You know, this is the first Christmas show, and I've been doing this since about April. So, of course, April, we got the big anniversary show and all of that. But I'm real glad I'm doing this. I'm glad to be bringing you guys the latest in the unsigned hype, even some of the mainstream joints. Because you see I play the mainstream joints, and then, but there's certain ones that catch my attention. You know what I'm saying? And we have these conversations on air, and all those who are fans on the Facebook page, I appreciate it. Shout out to Lady Sip for keeping up everybody with the gossip and the news and all of that good stuff. And me, you know, I thought the random questions, you know, like who's the cooler TV dad and shit like that. But before we get ready to start wrapping things up, because I got Hov and I got Dave Small kind of stuff in. We're going to get into one more dumbass. I couldn't get into it because it came after the last show. Rapper G Dep, you know, he all of a sudden decided to walk to a police precinct and confess to a murder that he did a few years back before, you know, he got signed to Diddy and Bad Boy and all of that. Me personally, I say, even though there's no statute of limitations, but dude, you kind of, you know, the case kind of went cold. You know, they weren't really checking for you. You know, it was for like, hey, maybe the guilt was fucking him up. I don't know, but he was good. He had that little bit of bullshit Bad Boy money, you know. I say he said just lay low and kept it cool. Hov, what do you think? Let me see. Yeah, we lost Hov, but it's all good. Dave Smugga, what do you think?
Well, realistically speaking, I think G-Dep just went homeless, man. Because back in 07, let's face it, he couldn't post $750 for bail. He stayed at Rikers Island for almost a month because he couldn't come up with the money. So I think it's not that, like, that he, like, was guilty or anything. No, I think he just kind of got homeless, though. Shit, three hops in a cot, confessed to a murder. You don't got to worry about room and board the rest of his life, really. That's just me. I'm just calling it like I see it, man.
I dig it. Lady Still, your thoughts?
I honestly think he was high as shit when he went into that station and confessed. Because, for one, he claims that he did it because the guilt was eating him up and he felt that all the wrong that was happening to him, it was his karma coming back from it. But then he claims that he didn't even know that homeboy died. And my thing is, from 17 years ago till now, huh?
How'd he kill him, though? Did he whoop his ass to death or something? Or?
No, it was a shooting. But he claimed he didn't know that homeboy died, which is what I don't understand. If something's bothering you for that long and it's really weighing on your conscience, if the streets don't talk to you, we're in the age of Google. You had 17 years to figure out if, you know, some shit went down. And I'm sure word would have gotten back to you by now. So now you're saying that you didn't know that he died when you went to go and confess that you were involved in this shooting, and now they're booking you for it. So I think he was high on PCP and was a little bit paranoid and went and spilled his guts, and now he's a bit sober, and he's like, what the fuck did I do? That's the only logical thing that I could think of. Other than that, he, like, even he would have to be really slow, but I doubt that, and PCP is my final answer, or maybe MDMA, I don't know. But he was on something.
Once again, Ev just steps away to him and say nothing. I say, that's a rude nigga. Now, okay, NAACP, don't come after me. I am black as well. And I'm that nigga with all the love in my heart.
He has a dumbass, though.
I do think that was I do think, you know, like, did the guilt really eat you up that bad, or was it that because you ran out of that money, you know, you're like, what's the worst that could happen?
But for you to, you know, go back and say that after you confessed, you did not realize that your victim died as a result of your attack, that is what's killing me. That is what I don't understand, which is why I think he had to be high.
See, that motherfucker, G-Dep, was watching too much Law and Order. He felt, since he said that shit, he won't get murdered. He may get mad, so it'll be out in 10. But,
and he would have had to be high to think
that. When this shit happened, when he went and confessed when this shit happened, he'd have been getting out by now. And that bad boy money would have been waiting for him.
Yeah, so he probably would have never done the bad boy era.
Bad boy would have been waiting for him. Case of Wood Shot.
What?
It was recorded a long time ago, way before shit would have hit the fan.
He did the, yeah, he did this 17 years ago.
He'd been getting out by now.
But would he have been a bad boy artist?
Oh, yeah, he'd have been a bad boy artist.
17 years ago? Was it that long already?
Yeah, 93.
Oh, shit. I'm old.
Yeah, well, that's when, well, it wasn't Bad Boy yet. He was still, Diddy was still on Uptown Records, but hell yeah.
Don't forget your other dumbass, Miss Christina Milian.
Oh.
Wait. You gotta tell us about that, because I didn't even bring her up. What'd she do?
I know, because you probably didn't get it, but when I go digging for my gossip, I have a really nice site that I go on to, and it's pretty detailed and, you know, very behind the scenes. And let's just say someone pretty much called her out. Not even called her out, but they were making it known that, you know, she's, like, being portrayed as the victim in the whole situation with her in the dream. You know, it's pretty much looking like he did her dirty. And, you know, everybody's ragging on him, but they were pretty much making it known that, no, he just realized what she was and started doing him because she's notorious for trying to get put on, a.k.a., you know, fucking for tracks. So, you know, they were pretty much going all
around. How could that be the case when they met, she was already established? So it's not like
Christina Milian, you can't call her established. What are you talking about?
She was already signed to a deal.
But having an album out doesn't make you established. She was trying to get put on. Like, established, huh?
When she met the Dream, like, she already had, like, her album out on Def Soul when Def Soul was popping. And
yeah, but she had how many hits?
On Kim Possible, and she did that motherfucking movie with Mariah Carey's husband.
Love Don't Cost a Thing. She's by far not considered established. That's why she's still considered C-list, if even. She's not considered established by industry standards. And with the amount of fucking that she's done, she should be higher up than what she is. But she met the Dream to come up. Yeah, she met the Dream. She did the Dream to come up. Like, she was going out with Dre from Kool & Dre for a long time and did him dirty because his money wasn't long enough. And she tried to grab on Nick, and then that didn't work out. And then she snagged Dream. Dream thought niggas was really hating on him, so he married, he wiped
well,
her anyway.
Well, she just a dumbass for thinking she could attach her name to Nick Cannon and blow up.
No, not really. Nick's money is long. People sleep on him because he's a cornball, but him being a cornball is what gives him his money.
Kind of like Will Smith.
No, not saying that, but see, even though his money's long, Nick is not taken seriously in the hip-hop community. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he don't need to be. He don't make his money in the hip-hop community.
A black Justin Bieber.
I can't I did like that song he did with B2K back in the day.
R. Kelly? Oh.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't front. I rocked with that one. And that joint with Anthony Hamilton. Like, he had a couple of good hits, but like,
and that's crossover appeal.
They see him, they see Nickelodeon, they see Team Nick,
But where do you think the big money is coming from? Half of these hip-hop artists, if they could get tap into that Nickelodeon money, they would, and they would be better off, but they can't. He's good. Believe me, Mariah ain't paying for nothing of his. But anyway, all of her business is being spread out, and somehow someone must have alerted her to it. And so what does she do? She goes on Twitter and starts running her yap, making it known that she's seeing it. And so, you know, people save screenshots. She deleted the tweets afterwards, whatever the case may be. But if things are not true, it's better that you don't address them. And she made herself look very bad by doing so.
Like I said, unless he's made me laugh like that while I'm out show, that's what's funny as hell. Like, that's not like, I take him seriously, like, as a comedian, you know what I'm saying? But even if he's trying to be a jack of all trades, it's not really rocking.
And that's the thing, the ones that you don't take seriously are the ones caking. The ones that you swear are God are the ones that barely have money and are really being pimped out. That's
so
the funny thing about the industry.
That I'm not taking...
So you're telling me Soulja Boy's money's long?
You see how Dougie Boy seriously.
What?
Cause
what'd you just say?
So since I was taking these teachers how to Dougie Boy seriously, they're the ones
taking
all the coin
right
now.
That we already know that that's what it is, but you can't compare him to Nick. Nick is banking far more. Like,
what
people
about Soulja
Boy's
No Talent Ash?
His No Talent Ash does have bankroll. That last album went to shit, but he has money. And he shouldn't have nowhere near as much money as he does have, but he has money.
That nigga
money.
Should be loading my flat screen into my fucking whip.
He should be, but you guys forget that talent is not what is... That's not what the industry is about, though. It's really not about
it's
talent.
About a catchy
it's about
catchy looking auto-tune.
No, it's... At the very least, that's what it's about. At the end of the day, it's really about what you're willing to do and how far you're willing to go to get ahead. And that's
so let me get this straight, though.
The black
are
and
you,
white.
Are you possibly speculating that Soulja Boy may have sucked a very mean penis in order to get where he is?
I'm saying almost anyone that is anything has sucked a big, fat, juicy one.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Oh.
There's only two
different ways. That's awful. That's awful.
Either A, they've done it and they like it.
That's awful. That's awful.
Or B, they've done it just to make their move. But there's not many people that have gone to the top without sacrificing something.
Sometimes you got to hold one in the jaw, huh?
Yeah.
Guess
you'll
that's
be
why
surprised.
I guess I would never be a success then if that's the standards.
Why do you think
you know
Fabulous, Cassidy, like you have a lot of good Nas or whatever that just no matter how good their shit is, it's just not going to happen. Very few people
Jada.
Have morals. Huh?
Same thing with fucking Jada. I love Jada. Jada's fire. But he's got to do his own independent thing. Jada kiss.
Because Jada. He don't want to bow.
That's why I like him. That's why I like him. He refuses to fold and sell out. Come on.
And that's
good.
That. Kanye just gave up the battle. That's honest talk. He was holding in for a long time, but he just gave up. He got tired of fighting against it.
Kanye had been sold his soul.
Nah, not from day one. He was trying to fight the good fight.
All right, I'm going to try to get into one more joint before we get up out of here. Hopefully this joint plays. It was my first idea choice for the pregame rewind. Hopefully it plays a goes through and anything like that. Y'all already know what it is. We are about to begin later. We are fucking out. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Yeah, that was the pre-game rewind, Last Dragon, the theme song. Anyone that knows me knows that's like my favorite movie of all time. I could watch that shit any day and just rock with it, you know what I'm saying? Those who follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, you already know that's my my icon, my avatar, however y'all want to call it. And also, it is a hit to the next question in the pregame radio comedy club ticket giveaway. All right, you guys must let me know who is the artist who sung that song. What is his name? All right, yeah, give me all of that. If you're gonna answer on Twitter, just reply me at Brooklyn Black with the trending topic contest answer. And if you got it right, you get a mission for two to the Laugh Lounge in Manhattan for two drink minimum. Go there, hey, have a couple waters, and that is what it is. We got a couple minutes left in the show. We got a David Smart guy in, Lady Steele. Oh, we lost Lady Steele, but it's just, you know, me, David Smart guy. Before we got out of here, Dave, man, anything else you want to get out to the people? What's up with the rundown?
I'm really just trying to see what's going on, though. I might end up doing, I'm really not sure what's going on with what's going on with the radio station these days, though, because, I mean, let's face it, I mean, there's going to be a lot of changes made with Blog Talk Radio, so I'm really trying to see, I'm putting some other stuff together, and I'm really trying to see what other kind of direction I could take this in, because, I mean, I really had a format already set up, and now it's getting switched up on me next month, so, I mean, I gotta see where I take it from there, man. I mean, I may really convert over to a video blog. I don't know what's going on. It's kind of up in the air right now. That, and I got a whole bunch of other stuff in my life right now. I'm freaking pulled in like 40 directions, dude. All
right, well, straight up after the show, I'll get up with you. I'll tell you a way that I use, and that may work for you, at least for the next month or so. But definitely for all those listening, thank you so much. Y'all made this first Christmas show a blast. Follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. I follow back. I push it up. You know, if you're an artist, check me out. Send me your music, brooklynblk@gmail.com. If it's hot, it's on pregame radio. Tune in next week. All right, next Saturday, we're going to be rocking. We're going to do the best of 2010 for pregame radio, artists, shows, all that good stuff. So check in with us. I'll be here. Dave Spark, I'll be here. God willing, schedule permitting and all that good stuff. Big shout out to all the admins on the show. Ed, Jay, happy birthday. RJ Steele, Hove, Lady Steele, Eileen, Primo, Tough Wire, Tasha B. Morgan, Hoodie, anybody who has anything to do with pregame radio, down to the artists, to the admins, to the staff. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. And I'm going to see you guys next week. God willing. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. Call a cab, designated driver, and all that good stuff. And I'm going to see you guys in 7 days exactly. All right, God willing. Peace.